I'm Adam El-Rashidi, here with Newsy's top headlines for Tuesday, April 27th. An appeals court in Texas will consider arguments on whether to overturn the murder conviction of Amber Geiger. In 2018, the former Dallas police officer shot and killed 26-year-old Botham John as he sat in his home eating ice cream. She was convicted the next year and sentenced to a decade behind bars. Geiger's attorneys say she had confused John's apartment for her own, and they'll use that defense to argue the killing was reasonable. Prosecutors, however, contend that Geiger's purported error doesn't negate what happened because, quote, murder is a result-oriented offense. Human Rights Watch is calling Israel an apartheid state over its treatment of Palestinians within its borders and in the occupied territories. In a 213-page report, HRW says Israel oppresses Palestinians and systematically denies them the same basic rights granted to its Jewish citizens. The group based its conclusions on the definitions of apartheid and persecution used by the International Criminal Court, which recently launched a probe into alleged Israeli war crimes. Israel has rejected the ICC, the report, and its characterization of Israeli society, arguing that its Arab minority enjoys full rights and that disputed territories in the West Bank are subject to peace negotiations. And India has started receiving the international support it desperately needs to fight the relentless surge of coronavirus cases. Indian officials tweeted out photos of the first shipment of medical aid arriving from the UK. Other nations that have promised to deliver supplies include the US, France, and Pakistan. Meanwhile, India reported over 323,000 new infections today, breaking the five-day streak of recording the largest single-day increases in any country. More headlines are on the way, so stay tuned. For now, check out some of the other stories we're following on Newsy.